How you doing, y'all? Happy Friday. Welcome to part 3. We just doing this all the time, all day, every day. Some days a little more, sometimes a little less. All I know is still all the work from the Lord. But for those who don't know that nice, quick little beat, fortunately I couldn't play it longer. I couldn't find the instrumental. But it is called Plains by a R&B artist by the name of Jeremiah, featuring J. Cole. And man, I just the beat and the tempo of, excuse me, of that song, I just love it. It just gets me in a mood. It's just, I guess some people say it's just that light skin mood, you know, but I'm not the one who judges. All I know is the Lord does, and I just listen to what people say. It's just crazy the shit people say, man, nowadays, you know? It's like, some of it are headlines, and some of it is like, what the fuck just came out of your mouth right now? It's like, sheesh. But I hope you guys have a blessed weekend. I hope you guys always have a blessed day. But you cannot always predict the future. So, as Drake has said, no matter how dirty your past is, your future is still spotless. And amen to that, man. Sometimes, you know, I love starting new. It's like having a clean slate when you go somewhere, you know? Nobody knows you. No one, you know, knows your history. People are always going to judge you, unfortunately. But, you know, people can't really talk shit if they don't know you. But then again, people still do. And that actually makes me think of another quote that I've got from my motivational app today called, I don't even know why I said that, that mentioned, people change, man. Memories don't. Remember that. People change. Memories don't. So, almost like, what is life sometimes, you know? Sometimes we, is it about, you know, what we do for ourselves, you know? Is it what we do for others? Is it what we do for the ones that we leave behind? Is it for the ones that we make a plan for? I mean, I guess the possibilities are endless. Just like having faith with God is endless. And that actually brings me to another great quote here. And this is by Max Lucado. And Max Lucado, unfortunately, I do not know who this gentleman is, but he is an American author. And his quote says, "Faith is not the belief that God will do what you want. It is the belief that God will do what is right." Like, oh my goodness. Amen. Like, hitting the nail on the hammer, guys. And if you don't know him, because I don't know him either, but I am just reading now on Google, on his website, he has bestsellers for Christian authors for anxious. And that's it. But it seems like he is a type of Christian speaker, such as many of us are, but he does this through his writing and through his books, and it seems he is doing pretty well for himself. So God bless him, and I just want to say thank you for the quote. So moving on to our next topic, and I have a question of the day. Let me clear my throat, y'all. All right. My question is, have you ever been rejected? And I hope y'all have said yes, because I'm pretty sure everybody in this world has been rejected. And if you haven't, from somehow, miraculously, you know, by magic fairy, you know, you're untouchable of rejection. I have news for you guys, you know. It's real. It happens. To the best of us. There's no reason to, you know, throw things, hit things, or even say things that you don't mean. But, like I said, shit happens to the best of us. Can we enable it, like I've mentioned before? No, we cannot. Because sometimes when you almost know, you know. When it's time to, you know, move on, when it's time to stop the brakes, you know, it's time to smell the roses and, you know, take a break, you know. Get your head out of your ass. Get your head out of your phone. Get your head out of bed. You know, really, really accept it for what it is. Accept what is in front of you. Like I've mentioned before, and I am a person of it, you know, we're all in denial at first. We all believe that we're right, or we can change things or fix things immediately. And unfortunately, that's not how life makes things, or that's how life goes. So what do? Do we just sit around and mope around and cry and be emotional? Don't get me wrong. It's okay to be that way for some period of time. You know, it'll give you 3 days, a week. You know, like. But we have to get over things. We have to stop dwelling on the past. We can't be stuck on one thing when it's kind of stopping us from moving on to the next best thing. Like I've said before, we can't. That's almost closing doors, and we can't be closing doors. The last thing we need to do is be closing doors when we're already emotional. I know it's hard when it's, when we're thinking, you know, why this, why that, negative thoughts. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what, you know, what's going to happen next, what to do next. Well, the next is let it all out. That's number one. Let it all out. Get it all out of your system. Whatever you need out of the system, talk about it. Constantly talk about it. Throw away things. Block this person. Block that. Whatever you gotta do. Yo, like, it's your mental state. It's no one else's. You're the person who's dealing with it. So, first, you gotta just let your brain do what it needs to do, and which is give off human emotions, human fluids. And once you feel like you've gotten it all out, feel like, you know, sensitive subjects won't hit as hard, then you can move on to, all right, building on you, working on, you know, what will benefit you. Not in a way that, you know, that will give revenge or set revenge, or I don't even know, want to even get back at a person, if you want to just make it quick and short. You know, if you want to get back at a person, that's the last thing. The last thing you want to do is get at a person on purpose for a malicious motive. You know, that never comes off good, that's for one. But it never happens the way you want it to happen, that's for sure. It's almost like you're trying to do something so bad, it almost like it blows back in your face. And in that point, and like I've mentioned, karma's real. Karma's a fucking bitch, bro. It'll slap you right in the face without you even realizing it. And some people, that they just view that as just life and be like, oh man, why me? You know, why this? Or why is this happening to me? Like, of course, like, and you know, sometimes when one thing will go wrong, everything will go wrong. But you have to almost let it go. Like, you just have to let your feelings out and move on as much as you can. We're not saying take a whole leap of faith and drench yourself to the point that you lose so much confidence. No. We want you to build confidence. So what we want you to gain confidence. We want goals to be achieved. That doesn't matter how simple it is. It could be, you know, like I've said before, getting out of bed. It could be even taking a shower, taking care of your body, taking care of your surroundings, you know, going out for a walk, eating better. It could be endless the amount of small goals we can achieve for ourselves. But do not stop there. Life doesn't stop there, so neither should you. If you're constantly breathing, then you should be constantly fucking moving. That's it. That's how I've always viewed life. I like how I'm always feeling comfortable and better when not in a way that it's an assembly line, but when things are going the way it should. And I'm not saying like according to plan either, because sometimes it's not even planned. Sometimes you have to adjust on the fly. And that's the thing. People don't like to or know how to adjust on the fly. When something happens or something goes the wrong way, that's where the practice comes into play, guys. When it's when you least expect it. It's when it slaps you right in the face and you're like, oh shit, you know, like, I can't sit here and throw a tantrum right now. I can't almost... I guess people want to view it as embarrassing themselves, you know? You gotta swallow your pride, suck it up, breathe for, you know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever many seconds you need. And when you focus and open your eyes, you should be able to be a little more relaxed. You should be able to... release that tension. Doesn't matter where you are. You could be at work, in your car. You could be in your house. You could be around kids. It doesn't matter. But we want to exclude. We want to remove any negative attribute, characteristic, thought, you know, tension in our body, in our mind, from head to toe. We forget that we carry so much tension in our feet, in our back, in our neck. I mean, I still carry tension all there. But sometimes doing that good deed, sometimes going out of your way to get out of that hole. It's almost like when you watch on TV or you've seen on TV, I'm sorry, in movies or you've seen in TV shows where, you know, in cartoon TV shows, there would be a gray cloud and it would be raining on that person. And it's like, damn, you know, when I first saw that, I was like, does that happen in real life? Like, holy shit. And unfortunately, like, if you see the world I saw, and the way I see people, I feel their vibe, you know? I sense when something is wrong, and I can sense when something is happening. I don't know how to explain it. It could be an intuition, it could be a gut feeling, it could be, you know, God reaching out. I don't know, but all I do know is that when you get that feeling, or when you listen to that feeling, there is no better choice besides accepting it for what it is. Like, I mean, God throws us curveballs. That's what it is. You know, as much as we deny and we believe what's best for us, He believes. It's not even believing. He knows what's best for us. He expects the best for all of us, regardless if we disappoint Him. It's the fact that we're still alive and trying. And there's nothing better than seeing the light when it's been so dark, when you have that cloud over you. It just feels like, you know, there's a reason to live. And if you don't have that reason, you've got to find that reason. You got to grasp onto that and fight, work, push. Even when people say no, even when people say you can't, even when people give you comments that aren't the most supportive, it doesn't matter. You should be open to it all. But we still need to learn to protect ourselves as well. Protecting ourselves is not being selfish. Protecting ourselves is so we can be healthy and heal and be able to, you know, spread love to our neighbors, you know, our friends, our family. Because if we're too weak and we're in a rut, that affects everybody, everyone around you. Because since you want to be feeling that way, there are some people out there that want others to make you, I apologize. There are people out there that do this for the enjoyment, but they also do it because they want you to feel what they are feeling. And that's not right. It's almost like sucking them into an energy that was never asked for, that was never wanted. So why would you give that to someone else? I don't know. A lot of things don't make sense. But do we question it? Absolutely, all damn day, every day. But then I guess we wouldn't have anything to talk about, right? And I guess we wouldn't have different opinions. We wouldn't have, you know, tests and studies and programs and all of this good stuff to exploit all of our opinions and ideas that, you know, change the world, that mean a lot to some people and or can mean a lot to a lot of people. It doesn't matter how many people you touch or you exchange your words with positivity. It's the fact that you still did and that you tried. And that's all the Lord ever wants us to do. So with that said, I would like to end this with a great quote by Gary Vaynerchuk. And it's nice, short, and sweet. Positivity always wins. Dot, dot, dot. always. Don't you ever forget that, guys. Even though we're sucked into it, even though we believe that's all we know, we can change. You gotta believe in it. You gotta fight for it. You gotta work for it. Step up as much as you can. Get up, even if you don't want to. And I promise you, the Lord will hear your steps, hear your moves, and hear your prayers. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys will follow my new Instagram page that I have finally got up and running. God1S, my judge. All right. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Had a blessed Friday. Can't thank you enough, appreciate you enough for listening. God bless. Continue to be in your mind, souls, body, spirit. Amen.